With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Several organizations in Vilas and Oneida counties created a resource for those experiencing food insecurity. The Family Food Helpline lets people know about open food pantries, community meals, and other programs to help ensure people don't go hungry. As WXPR's Katie Thorson explains, the work now is making sure people know about it.
One call to 888-479-FORK will connect people in Oneida and Vilas County with nutritional support. Lynn Kenning wants that number to be out there in as many ways as possible so it can help as many people as possible. She's the Stick It to Hunger chairperson.
I think that people don't realize the amount of food insecurity that's going on. In addition to, you know, we've had bad winters and that impacts people's ability to put food on the table. I also think people don't realize the number food banks available to them and where they can go to get help.
Kenning knows it's not always easy to ask for help, or maybe people don't want others to know they need help. That's where the Stick It to Hunger initiative through Feed Our Rural Kids comes from. The Family Food Helpline number is now on stickers that are being distributed to different businesses and organizations in the area.
Sticking it on windows or mirrors and bathrooms and private locations so that a person who may be in that situation or a family in that situation is comfortable capturing the information and then being able to place the call at a time that's convenient for them.
Feed Our Rural Kids is starting this initiative in the Phelps and Land O'Lakes area with the help of the local Lions Club.
We're partnering with them. We have a list, and they're going to be our feet on the street to go out and get the permission and get on the mirrors in the bathrooms.
Businesses or people looking to get involved can reach out to Kenning. We have her contact information at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Eagle River gets some special recognition. The Wisconsin Historical Society announced the listing of the Eagle River Historic District on the National Register of Historic Places. The district was added to the National Register February 13th. Eagle River developed in the 1880s with a primary commercial corridor that forms the Eagle River Historic District. It's composed of a two-block stretch of East Wall Street and a single block of South Railroad Street that continues to serve Eagle River for both year-round residents and seasonal tourists. Eagle River formed as a lumber town but adapted to serve tourists that flocked to the Northwoods. In the 1970s, Eagle River focused on reinvigorating the retail district's tourist appeal by adopting a citywide Northwoods rustic theme for the construction and remodeling of downtown commercial buildings. The cold, gray days can seem endless in the middle of a Wisconsin winter. If you're feeling down, you're not alone. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Nationwide, up to 6% of the population suffers from seasonal affective disorder. People in northern climates are especially affected. SAD is typically a temporary form of depression triggered by lack of sunlight in the fall and winter months. Dr. Shyla Mergain, clinical psychologist at UW Health, says women and younger people tend to experience higher rates of SAD, with symptoms peaking in January and February.
We can find that we're more sluggish, our mood is lower, and we're not getting that kind of exposure to light that really maintains that healthy circadian rhythm.
Mergain suggests aiming for at least 30 minutes a day of sun exposure or supplementing with light therapy at home using a full-spectrum light bulb. Other strategies include getting daily exercise, maintaining a routine, prioritizing self-care, and supplementing your diet with vitamin D3. People experiencing SAD can feel fatigued, have difficulty concentrating, or notice changes in sleep and a loss of interest in activities and socializing. Experts say there's no one thing that can best address symptoms, but a combination can be most effective. Dr. Rhonda Randall with United Healthcare says boosting social connections is one big factor.
There is such strong evidence of how important our social networks are to our overall health and well-being. So when people are socially isolated, it does have a significant impact not only on your emotional and mental well-being, but also on your physical health.
She says in some cases, medication and therapy could be effective, so seek help from a mental health professional if symptoms persist. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Wisconsin's second oldest prison that was built in the 1800s would finally be shuttered under a new plan from Governor Tony Evers. The plan proposes sweeping changes to the state's correctional system without building a new prison, as some lawmakers have long called for. The roughly $500 million proposal, made public on Sunday, would be subject to approval by the Republican-controlled legislature. Lawmakers have backed some aspects of the plan in the past, but Republicans also have repeatedly blocked initiatives by the Democratic governor. Evers says his plan is as good as it gets. Records show a major Michigan insurance company is in talks to possibly settle more than 100 lawsuits by employees who were fired after declining to get a COVID-19 vaccination. The disclosure comes 3 months after a jury awarded more than $12 million to Lisa Domsky. She had worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan for more than 30 years and claimed a religious exemption. The jury verdict could still be reduced. Lawyers for Blue Cross and Domsky want the case put on hold while they discuss deals over similar lawsuits. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.